Frank McKinney graduated high school with a less than stellar 1.8 GPA. Shortly after, he moved to Florida with nothing but $50 in his wallet. 16 years later, Oprah's producers interviewed him for a program about successful entrepreneurs to spotlight his latest creation, a $12 million mansion. Since then, he's built villages for over 10,000 people in Haiti through his Caring House Foundation. How did he do it? How did he go from a broke 18-year-old to a millionaire and a philanthrocapitalist? He started practicing introspection at an early age. He kept asking himself, why is this working? What's the secret of this particular success? He studied other successful people, and he succeeded himself. He distilled his observations into a series of philosophies. So far, there are 49, and in this Read It For Me episode, we'll summarize them for you. To learn more about Frank and his philosophies, buy Make It Big on Amazon. Part 1. Have a vision for your passion. To make it big, you have to know where you want to go and have endless passion for getting there. This section discusses how you can create a vision for your life that will keep you passionate enough. Number 1. Recognize your highest calling as early as possible in life. Why were you born? What were you put on this earth to do? A highest calling is beyond your personal vision or mission. It's your destiny, and recognizing it should be your first priority. Number 2. Know where you're going. Create a personal vision or mission statement. Figure out how to put that highest calling to work and how you will integrate it into the different parts of your life. Number 3. Figure yourself out. Spend time in introspection. The ability to turn inside, examine yourself, and learn from your successes and mistakes is absolutely essential if you want to make it big. Number 4. Act with integrity. Live up to your own idea of who you are. Live up to the best of who you can be rather than settling for anything else. Number 5. Be sensitive to life's lessons and learn from them. Life always presents us with lessons. Some are pleasant and some are not. It's up to you to recognize those lessons when they come and learn from them as quickly and as well as possible. Number 6. Don't compromise your beliefs or person ever. Nothing is worth lying about when it comes to who you are and what you believe. It's far better to cut yourself loose from the situation and find something where you can be yourself. Number 7. Each of us has not only a professional talent, but a spiritual one as well. Find yours and apply it. A spiritual talent is that feeling inside that nudges us to do something selfless for others, to contribute, and give back in recognition of both the gifts we've received and our common humanity and others. Part 2. Stake your territory. Create a unique brand for you and your life. A lot of success begins with branding. There are two aspects to branding. First is your personal brand, the one you create for yourself. The second brand, the public brand, is about relationships and how others perceive you. Here's how to establish a unique brand and create a marketplace for yourself and your business. 8. To live an extraordinary life, you must resist the ordinary. Ordinary is what most people settle for. Extraordinary people break away from the ordinary and make sure their lives matter. To be extraordinary, you have to be willing to set yourself apart from your peers and do what they will not do. You have to put in the work that will create extraordinary results in whatever field you choose. Living an extraordinary life has little to do with what you do. It's more of a function of how you do it. Number 9. Find and fill a niche, an area that you believe is missing in the marketplace. The best niches are found in areas that 1. That are missing altogether, 2. That are underserved, 3. That are ripe for innovation and or improvement, or 4. Where demand far exceeds supply. To find your niche, you must start by knowing yourself. Understand where your strengths lie and what your interests are, and based on that, choose a marketplace. Then look for areas where there is room for improvement. Number 10, apply true focus to what you do best. Do not be distracted outside your niche. Concentration and focus are important in building success. Unfortunately, it's very easy to get distracted, but pour all of your energy and focus into making your dream a reality. Especially in the early stages of an entrepreneurial career, you have to make up your mind and stick to what you believe is your highest calling. Number 11, have a passion for what you do, both at work and at home. To stand out in your marketplace and create an extraordinary life, you must have passion. To make a name for yourself, to create a presence in the marketplace, and most of all, put life in your life, you must have passion. Number 12, don't let others deter your entrepreneurial passion or enthusiasm. When you're first getting started, you'll hear things like, you're too young, or you don't have the experience. Don't let the naysayers get you down. Ignore them. You must draw on your courage, confidence, intelligence, and passion to pull you through. You must believe in yourself so much that no one can deter you. Number 13, learn from highly respected, successful people. Some of the most important learning we can get comes from other people. Experience is the best teacher, but other people's experiences are great too. Talk to successful people and learn from them. Number 14, once you're able to love yourself, don't hesitate to let others know. Develop the essential component of self-esteem. Many people think loving yourself is nothing but ego on the rampage, but that's not it at all. It means you're willing to say, yes, I am good at this. Yes, I have value as a person. Yes, I deserve the space I occupy on this earth. Entrepreneurs must have ego. It's the only way they would attempt the things that they do. Self-love and self-esteem allow you to learn from your mistakes and failures instead of wallowing in them and then move on. You should love what you do and who you are becoming in the process, and you shouldn't be afraid to let others know it. Number 15, set yourself apart and celebrate your individuality, yet include humility. Everyone should celebrate his or her individuality. Anything that sets you and your product apart from the crowd is to your advantage. We are all unique expressions of humanity, and we deserve to let our talents shine. You can let yourself shine as long as it's balanced with a healthy dose of humility. Part 3. Take the lunch pail approach while answering your highest calling. Once you have a vision you're passionate about and you've found a niche in a marketplace in which you want to develop a brand for yourself, the next part is getting out there and doing the work. 16. Do your job, do it well, and do it every day. The only way you're going to make it in the world is through hard work. You've got to apply yourself every single day. There's no substitute for your own effort. Number 17. Persevere towards your ideal of spiritual fulfillment, happiness, dream, or goal each day. It's great to have a vision, but if you're not out there day after day making it happen, it's only a pipe dream. The mission, vision, dream, or goal gives your work a reason, but persevering in that work makes your vision real. 18. Proactively and creatively persist day in and day out. Persistence is what makes it happen on the days you're not faced with obstacles. You have to keep at it no matter what, whether you're feeling great about your job or not, whether you have $1 million in the bank or your last dollar in your pocket. Number 19, learn something new each day and forget the lure of pride. Ask yourself, what can I do better today than yesterday? When pride means you think you know it all, then you're in trouble. Being too proud to learn usually leads to the death of success. Admit mistakes and learn from them. Hear things you don't particularly want to know because it will make you a better business person and human being. Number 20, sit on the other side of the desk first. Think about the client's needs or concerns. This will help create relationships that are satisfying to both parties. Number 21, think win-win, be fair, then close the deal. Win-win begins by listening to the other side and truly hearing what they are saying. When you understand what you want, then you can construct a deal that will feel like a win for them too. Both sides need to feel good about the outcome. Number 22, avoid vices and unhealthy temptations as they suck the life out of progress and success. Almost anything that you overindulge in that drains your energy or stops you from accomplishing what you want is an unhealthy vice. Number 23, you must be disciplined. Go to bed early and get up early. There is no more important foundation for making it big than discipline. Discipline turns your personal vision into reality. 24, organization is the key to success. The best thing about organization is that it allows you to be extremely efficient with your time. Organization makes responsibility and accountability possible. Part 4. Take risks. Though the difference between a $30,000 fixer-upper and a $30 million mansion on speculation. The primary difference between success and failure lies in your willingness to take risks. All progress results from people who have had the courage to push the envelope and see how high they can go. Number 25. Gently yet often exercise your risk threshold like a muscle. Eventually, it will become stronger and able to withstand greater pressure. Risk is scary. How do we overcome fear? Start small. Building your risk muscle is a process that in no time can be revolutionary because you will revolt against the no's in your life. 26. Never gamble. Calculate the maximum amount of risk you feel you can afford to take. You can probably think of many instances where taking a risk proved to be a smart choice for you. Why did you succeed? I bet you researched your choices and spent time thinking about the risks, both the upsides and the downsides. That's the basis of sound decision making. Number 27, trust and act on your gut feeling. We all have that intuitive little voice inside us, but very few of us act on it. Gut instinct is a valid voice in the decision making process. 28, Make a commitment to yourself to say yes more than no. Don't hesitate. We need to push past our comfort zones. We need to get in the habit of saying yes as our first reaction. Number 29, be prepared to fail before you succeed. You will make mistakes. Learn from them. Number 30, live in the future instead of the past. Use your imagination, not memory, when making decisions. Look towards the future. Number 31, celebrate each humble victory as a triumphant achievement. Build your confidence. Building your confidence muscle is an essential part of making it big. Celebrate all of your success, however small. Part 5, make a difference. Live a life that matters. Without a focus on making a difference in the lives of others, success may seem sweet, but it will ultimately be empty. Welcome opportunities to make a difference. 32. Use your success to help others. Many of us are fortunate to be blessed with the ability to succeed, not for our sole benefit, but that so we may apply the result of our success to assist others. 33. You cannot brighten another's path without lighting your own. When you help others, you help yourself. 34. Be honest and truthful with others as well as yourself. If you do this, you'll not only make it big, but you'll also deserve your success. Number 35, when your conscience speaks, you'd better listen. Conscience is the voice of your integrity. Listen to it. Number 36, truly feel compassion. Compassion means considering the consequences of your own decisions in the light of how they will affect other people. Every opportunity for compassion is an opportunity for you to be a hero or a heroine in someone's life. 37, give more than you receive. To stand out from the crowd, your product has to be perceived as having value over your competitors. If you provide exceptional value in every area of your life, giving your best efforts to your business, family, and community, then your life will reflect that high level of quality. Number 38, approach life knowing there will always be plenty to go around. So be generous. This means believing there are enough clients, business, and opportunity to go around. Use common sense, of course, but let your generous heart have a vote in any decision. 39, leave an enduring legacy. You are building your legacy every day. It's up to you what it is. Part 6, enjoy the ride. You can follow every philosophy in the summary, but without joy, your life will be dry. Put some in your life. 40, enjoy the 97% and adore the 3%. If we're fortunate, 97% of our ordinary life is spent pursuing the extraordinary 3%. Enjoy the 97% and recognize and adore the 3% as extraordinary golden moments. 41, take time to recharge your battery. You won't get the golden egg without first taking care of the goose. Take care of yourself. Number 42, never grow up and consistently renew. Keep in touch with your sense of spontaneity, wonder, and renewal. Stay young at heart. 43, resist the temptation to act like an adult. Never lose the little girl or boy inside. Don't lose the child in you that explored the world and faced the future with boundless energy and excitement. 44, fall in love. Don't hesitate to show your affection. Don't hesitate on anything. Love is one of the greatest experiences we can have. Love for friends, kids, hobbies, charities, anything. Put love in everything without hesitation. Number 45, approach each day with flair. If you find, accept, and develop your own sense of flair, you can actually enjoy taking the lead in your profession. Number 46, each day you are on the concert stage of life, so you'd better make it rock. Put more of yourself, your energy, and your drive into your day. Number 47, laugh often, and make sure you're able to laugh at yourself. Number 48, live your life with no regrets. When you're older, what will you say from your rocking chair? Number 49, there's always one more. Keep learning, growing, and exploring. And make it big.